Chapter 16. Chaz struggled to fight off a yawn as he performed Forever in Blue Jeans for the 14th time in a row. It was still a relief after 27 rounds of Sweet Caroline, but he was starting to wish the old dead bastard would switch him over to Holly Holy again, just for a change. Millard stood over Catherine as she sat at the dining room table, devouring a plate of roasted boar ribs. He was decked out like Hugh Hefner in a red silk robe, and she looked ready for a night out at the governor's ball in a low-cut black evening dress. Her mouth was covered in Millard's homemade barbecue sauce, which was, admittedly, pretty good, and he gazed down longingly at her as if she were making out with her twin sister. It was hard to tell whether Millard's arousal was brought on by Catherine looking sexy, which she did, or by the fact that she was enjoying real food, a pleasure which had been denied him for quite some time. "These ribs are fucking delicious," said Catherine. Her face froze suddenly, and she looked up at him.
"Oh, I'm sorry. Please excuse my language."
"You needn't ever apologize for anything, my love," said Millard, running a cold, dead finger through her vibrant blonde hair.
Chaz had felt those fingers around his neck more than once after the occasional slip of the tongue. Catherine stood up, looked Millard in the eyes, and wrapped her bare arms around his neck. She pulled him close to her until her breasts were pressed up against his chest.
"I've offended you, my lord. I must be punished."
She licked the barbecue sauce off of her lips. Chaz didn't miss a note, but lowered his lute to obscure the erection that was starting to brew. Catherine and Chaz had been out on 3 dates, and she'd never come onto him as strongly as she was coming on to this old dead fucker.
"Save your strength, love,"
said Millard, resting his hands on her hips.
"I fed on you only yesterday."
"I know," said Catherine, almost purring as she spoke. "I haven't stopped thinking about it."
She whipped her head around, moving her hair to one side and exposing her long, naked neck. Chaz had never been one to notice a woman's arteries, but he took notice of Catherine's carotid artery now. To Millard, it must look like the biggest pair of tits in the world.
"You don't know what you're asking, love," said Millard.
He licked his lips.
"It's too soon."
His tone suggested that he was giving less and less of a fuck with each passing second.
"Don't be shy, Millard,"
said Catherine, stepping up on her tiptoes, thrusting her neck even closer to Millard's face.
"I just ate 2 plates of ribs. My body is producing so much blood right now, I just might burst."
Millard's eyes were wide and focused on Catherine's neck.
"Well, I suppose just a nibble couldn't hurt."
He lowered his head and opened his mouth, exposing his elongated fangs. One fang touched her skin, producing a small red bead. He licked it off with the tip of his tongue, and she swooned. One of her hands moved up to the back of his head, and the other crept down his back.
"Take me, Millard,"
said Catherine. Millard pressed his open mouth against Catherine's neck, and she let out a small yelp. He drank greedily, but some of the blood still spilled out of his mouth and down Catherine's neck. Catherine moaned with pain and pleasure. With her right hand, she brought Millard's left hand to her breast. He held it there as if he were unsure what to do with it. It had obviously been a while since he'd bothered with second base. As horrifying a spectacle as it was to witness, Chaz kept on singing and strumming. It was nothing he hadn't witnessed a dozen or more times already.
"Harder, Millard, harder!"
Catherine cried. Chaz guessed it had been a few decades since the old boy had had a woman tell him that. At least he'd have a good wank before he went to sleep today. If he ever made it back home, he feared he would have to up the depravity level of his internet porn searches. But if that's the worst problem that he came out of this with, then... Hold on. This was going on longer than it should. Catherine was starting to look pale. Chaz stopped strumming.
"Hey guys, maybe you should..."
Millard glared at him, the bottom half of his face completely slathered in Catherine's blood.
"Play the fucking song!"
Chaz immediately started strumming again, and Millard sucked gently on Catherine's neck. Catherine grabbed hold of Millard's hair and shoved his head deeper into her neck.
"Stop fucking around and take me!"
Millard did as he was told. He sucked harder on Catherine's neck and squeezed her tits so hard that his fingernails ripped through the fabric of her dress and pierced her skin. Catherine let out an ecstatic scream, which was cut short by the sound of teeth crunching through cartilage. Her head dropped back and her body went limp.
No!
Chaz shouted. Millard looked up at Chaz, his face a mask of blood-smeared shame this time, rather than anger. He looked like a belligerent drunk who'd finally pissed his pants.
Play the song 5 more times, he said. Then you may retire for the day.
With shaky hands and numb fingers, Chaz began to strum the strings of his lute. Millard carried Catherine's limp, lifeless body down the hall and across the threshold of his coffin room. The following 5 performances of Forever in Blue Jeans were not the best of Chaz's career. When he finished playing, he huddled in a corner and shivered. He did not sleep that day.